If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we seek to do your will. Let us know you, love you, and serve you, and let us come to glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, in fact, Thursday of the fourth week of Ordinary Time. And as we look at this day, the readings today bring to us the end of the reign of King David. And we're looking at this at the first book of Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 and 10 through 12. And of course, as you know, I'm not going to read the verses, but it's something you can look up in your favorite daily missal, as I bring up all the time. But one thing it's important to look at, and let's kind of go back to the time. It's always good to kind of go back to the time. So David, I think he served for about 40 some odd years. Anyway, he's lived a long time as the king of Israel. Remember, the kingdom is one nation at this point. It's Israel. And we don't see Judah come until a couple monarchs away. But let's look at what happens here. So he is now the king of Israel. He's replaced by his son Solomon, who we understand is the one who sought more and more wisdom. However, we also know he didn't follow the wisdom, but that's a story for another time. We're going to get to that. But notice what it is that David calls Solomon to do. And that is to be humble before the Lord and to do his will, to listen to the law of Moses, to obey the law of Moses, and to seek to follow the law of the Lord. That's his instruction to Solomon. That's his instruction to his son. So he realized that he is the king. He is the king during the golden age of Israel. He is considered the greatest king of Israel. Kind of a funny story, and I hope it doesn't come out as offensive at all. But it's kind of a funny story. I went with some friends of mine, some Brazilian friends of mine, and they were looking for someone in a Jewish synagogue. It's actually the only Messianic synagogue. Messianic means they believe in Jesus. The only Messianic synagogue in the United States that I know of. I could be wrong, but it's a full-fledged synagogue that's located in the Dallas, Texas area. So anyway, they're looking for this friend of theirs who is Jewish, who attends the synagogue. And I asked, well, what's his name? And they said, David. I said, you're in a synagogue looking for someone named David? That's like being in an Irish community looking for someone named Patrick. It's a very common name. And why? Because just like Patrick is a reminder of St. Patrick, David is a reminder of the great King David. That's why it's such a popular name. So we recognize that, but we recognize that he is living in the golden age. And what does he tell his son? And as I said, to be obedient to the law of Moses, to follow the statutes of the law, to follow the statutes of the Lord. And remember, David was a deep man of prayer. He was also a prophet, but he was a deep man of prayer. He was someone who sought to do the Lord's work. He was always in prayer with him. Many of his prayers we can see in the book of Psalms. And so that was David. And that is his highest priority. Notice his highest priority is not an instruction of these are the political ties you could pursue, this is the way you're supposed to be king, any other instructions like that. It's not. It is be faithful to the Lord through obedience to the writings of Moses and the statutes of the Lord. Very powerful reminder. And this is something that comes up a lot, and I'm hearing this a lot. Now, one of the things that you may notice is there is this division in the church between these traditionalists and, we'll say, the people who embrace Vatican II. That does not mean, and this is an important thing to keep in mind, that what the traditionalists teach is not necessarily something you should disregard, or if you happen to be a traditionalist, the other way around, because there are very important teachings, because it's all Catholic teaching, and we want to look at that. So you got one side saying, well, we're not going to listen to them, and the other side saying, well, we're not going to listen to them. Whereas, in fact, we need to understand all of church teaching so that we can act on it, and all of it well. Some presentations of church teaching are really not that well done, so you have to be careful of that. Well, what is the thing that the traditionalist will tell you is the most important thing parents can do? Prepare their children for heaven. That's true. And this is exactly what David is doing with Solomon. It's not about political positions. It's about if you want to be a prosperous nation, follow the Lord. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So as you know, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. That's our chanted Mass. That's where you hear me chant out, during the Liturgy of the Eucharist, chant out the Mass parts, and there's Mass parts that are in response, and the people chant in response, including the entire Our Father. We chant the Our Father. So if you're looking for a church to call home, and you weren't sure about how to do that, and you weren't sure about if you come over to St. Anthony, how do I handle that and everything else? Well, here's what I want you to do. Keep in mind, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday, so just come in and sit down. Now, I understand that you may feel uncomfortable when it comes time for the collection. You say, well, I'm not ready to contribute, so here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Really simple. What I want you to do is just simply write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection basket when it comes around. That way you don't have to look, no one's going to care anyway, but you don't have to feel self-conscious. And it helps us understand that you are here, just want to experience what we do here at St. Anthony. And you may turn around and say, well, I really want to help build this parish. Well, that's the way you can come in and check that out. If you don't know where we are located at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. Put that in your GPS. We're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So anyway, so we're talking about this important message where David is teaching Solomon to follow the principles of the Lord. And as I said, that's also something we have to know. The most important thing you can teach your children is to follow the teaching of the Lord. Why? This is divine wisdom. This is the wisdom of the Lord. Now, I told you, and I've discussed this a lot because I find this so bizarre, I guess you could say, is, and I'm sorry if you happen to be someone who is in this category, but I just find this bothersome, that there are people that send their children to a private school that costs somewhere in the vicinity of $50,000 a year, at this point, maybe more, and that school, they go to that school so they can all come and get in touch with other families, and their children be in touch with other children, other students that are all in the same category and trying for the same thing. And their ultimate goal is to get a good enough education that they can apply for a major Ivy League institution, and I'm surrounded by one of them, Harvard University, so that they can get into this university, and there they can then get into the working world with this degree from this university and la-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, you realize that that makes the highest priority in your life, at least in your children's life, to get into an Ivy League institution. But remember what I said. David understood this. He taught this to Solomon. What's the most important thing you need to teach your children? To follow the Lord, to seek the Lord, and most importantly, to have this prayerful relationship with the Lord. That is so important. And that is key. And so you be people of prayer. You are committed to doing this at your children's baptism. You be people of prayer. And that's important, especially the men. So for some reason, if the mother takes the children to church, they will not develop a habit of going to church after they get out of school. If the father and the mother go to church, they will. It's fascinating. If they understand the father prays, my father used to go to St. Jerome's in Weymouth. He used to go to Immaculate Conception in Weymouth. My poor mother was handicapped. And when she could get into church in the earlier days of her disease, we used to take her in a wheelchair and we'd wheel her down at Immaculate Conception. Our parish is Sacred Heart in Weymouth, but we couldn't go to Sacred Heart because my mother couldn't get up the stairs. And they didn't have an elevator then. So we used to go to Immaculate Conception. And, you know, my mother used to say, your father carries a rosary in his pocket. And sometimes he'd stop off at St. Anthony's Shrine and say the rosary. And I knew that about my father. I knew that about my mother wanted to go to church. And she went to church until she couldn't. And then there was a time I was away from the church. But my uncle used to give her communion. My uncle was a priest. My granduncle actually was a priest, used to bring her communion. So you see all that understanding of realizing that is so important. I suppose maybe that's one of the reasons why I'm so surprised, because we didn't have that growing up. We didn't have the most important thing is for you to get into an Ivy League school. And one of my favorite lines is, my father said, in this house, we will not accept C's. And I always like to say, yeah, you get used to it. But, you know, look at here I am with my Master's of Divinity degree. It's important, but I still know that importance. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.